on the news, amen. It says here, Jesus is still on the throne, amen. He still saves sinners, amen. There's a book you guys open. That's so funny. Something I ate this morning, I don't know, this afternoon. That's funny, right? Amen. I should get paid for that, amen. I'm thinking, but nothing happens, amen. I know most of you know I do currently. I do it because, not because Danny is not on the side paying me off, but I do it because it's fun. Kids like it. Old people like it. Young people like it. Some people don't like it. Who cares? But I'm here to please the Lord, amen. And I always get a thrill. I always use it. I was talking earlier this morning that we witnessed a police officer. His last name was Lass. L-A-S-T-S. So that got my attention, and I told the officer, "Ma, so," like Daddy says, "Ma, so." I say, "Your name is Lass? The last should be first, the first should be last." And I was telling him that, and he's like, "What's going on here?" He's trying to stop me from preaching, you know. And I said, "You know, when you became a cop, you had to put your hand in the Bible." You say, "You swear to tell the truth, nothing but the whole truth. I'll help you, God." And he's like looking at me like, "This guy's crazy. I'm dealing with a crazy guy, you know." But I just thank the Lord that I got saved in 1997. But usually led me to the Lord, and He's filming me. He's gonna frame me, and He's gonna show people how fool I am for the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, you were a fool before you got saved. You were foolish, right? Went to the clubs, got drunk, got stupid. You know, did foolish things. And if you was to tell me what you did, man, I would not hang out with you, amen. Yeah. But I'm glad when God saved us. And wash, like Brother Danny was saying about that, he loved us first, then he washed us, amen? And he forgot all that, amen? He left it in the sea of forgiveness, he never to remember that again, amen? I'm glad he don't turn around and say, remember when Gil was an idiot, when he was a drunk, and when he did foolish stuff? And now that he's saved, now he's going to be a fool for me, amen? And I like to use, I remember going to Delaware, and that's when I saw Danny. And Danny came for a youth rally, and I was the third kid, I was like maybe 24 years old. And they asked me to preach. I said, man, I didn't know what to preach. I fasted, and I prayed, I cried to God. But Eugene showed me how to cry out to God, how to pray, you know. You know, disciples came to Jesus Christ and said, show us how to pray, amen. And I asked Eugene how to show me how to pray, and I just took just whatever he told me, and I prayed, and I said, man, I don't know what to say, man. And the first thing that came to my heart, I know my dad was telling my brother right here that, you know, when I used to be bad, my dad made me watch the Three Stooges. I don't know why. He just made me watch. When you do something bad, you get punished, right? You don't see TV. You don't play no games. But my dad had a sense of humor and always had crew cuts. I don't know how many remember the barber come to your house and cut your hair. Well, back in the days, the barber used to come to your house and cut your hair, you know. And my dad used to give me crew cuts all the time, man. I used to look like Curly. I got pictures when I was young. I looked like Curly, you know. But he had such humor. I said, you go sit down and see Three Stooges. Okay. So I go sit down, watch Three Stooges, and I, you know, try to mimic him, you know, hurt my brothers, poke him in the eye, you know. We would do the Curly shuffle, you know. And I didn't know that God was going to use this in my preaching. I don't know. I said, you know, today, comedians are wicked. They're perverted. They have to curse. They have to use God's name in vain. And I said, man, imagine Curly being saved. How would he read the Bible? Now, I didn't rehearse this. I didn't go to college like Eugene did, man. He went 5 years college. I didn't go to college. I quit when I was 11th grade. And the Lord uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, amen. God has a sense of humor, man. It made some of you, amen. And you look at the mirror, you'll laugh, amen. And I said, man, imagine currently being saved. How would he read the Bible? And I didn't plan this. It's just the Lord. I don't know. I was directed or the Lord used me, but it was Hope of the Teenage. It was youth rally, amen. That's why I like youth rallies. I like to come here and use youth rallies and all that. See, I like youth choir. I like fired up preaching, amen. I don't like this dead preaching, amen. Yeah. I need some preaching, amen. Yeah, and so I got to preach, and I said, man, imagine currently being saved. And how would he read the Bible? I said, I started going like this, you know. Like Danny, sometimes he goes checking what the Lord's leading him, you know. And I'm going, and everybody starts laughing. I said, wait a minute, I just started. And I'm going, and I said, imagine Curly reading the Bible and he sees hell. He goes, I mean, people falling down. Yeah. I mean, falling down the front pews, and the preachers are laughing, you know, visiting preachers. I know Danny was there, man. And I said, you know, And he's he hates hell. He looks at it's the word hell, and he's barks at it, going. You know, and, I'm going around doing that, and I said, I didn't know, but the Lord was using me, and I said, well, three things. One was about the reading the Word of God, amen. That was one point. The second point was that he's preaching in the train, amen. And he's preaching in the New York Street Fringe. I never preach in the train; it's kind of claustrophobic. I go crazy. I have to break the doors, you know, like King Kong or something. But I don't like the trains, but. But I would say, why isn't Curly preaching the Word of God? And you know how Curly stands? He stands like this. He goes, the Bible says, you must be born again. And some guy from the train will say, like, you know, everybody else, get mad and say, shut up, be quiet. I don't need to hear this. You're miserable people. New York people are miserable people, you know? Yeah. They need Jesus, amen. Right. And so I'm preaching away, and the guy says, you should sit down. I said, no! He gets frustrated. No! And then he starts again. The Bible says, you must be born again. The guy comes up and says, listen, you need to shut up, buddy. We don't need to hear this. I'm a miserable person, you know? And Curly gets frustrated. He goes, and he gets all mad, out, frustrated. He starts doing the coffee shuffle, poke him in the eye. He goes, no! You know? And that was the second part. Yeah. Preaching the Word of God, amen?
Amen.
And then the third thing was prayer. Curly is going to sleep. You ever seen the Three Stooges? They go to sleep together. You know, all three sleep together. So he forgot to pray. So he's praying. He goes to sleep, and he's all dressed up. He's laying down, you know, ready. He has that long robe. You know, he's laying down. You know, give you a little picture, amen? And he's laying down, and the devil, he's in a dream. The devil's attacking him. And so he wakes up. He goes, You know, he's shaking in the bed. And so he wakes up, he goes, hello, Larry, and the devil's attacking me. So he's running around, oh, help me, God. Oh, Larry, help me. He's running around in circles. And that's what we do, amen. So we got to preach, preach the Word of God, amen, pray, got to pray. And I didn't know the Lord was using that. It took off there, and then he took it and rang it here to North Carolina, and it's history then, amen. And I still use it for the Lord, amen. Use it for the glory of God, amen.
Amen. That's great, brother. Amen. 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 One of my talents is helping people know their talent. The Lord give me a talent to help people find their talent. And that's what, if I looked like him and could do that, I'd go out in the middle of New York City and just do all that Curly stuff. Then when a crowd gathers around, just blast them. Whatever God's give you, you can do, do it. If you can draw for the Lord. If you can run your mouth, run it for Jesus. If you can sing, sing for the Lord. God's give everybody in here a talent, something you can do. And I'll tell you what yours is if you don't know it yet. I can tell you what you're good at. And do what you're good at. Do what you're good at. I can't teach Greek and Hebrew. I know what I can do. And I want to do what God give me to do. He doing what God wants him to do. And that, the problem in preachers today is we got too many preachers trying to be somebody else. Are trying to be something they ain't. There's millions of them trying to be Billy Graham, or they're trying to be. They need to just be who God. You be the best you God that God will help you to be. Be the best you can be, and that's the more you have more effect on the world if you'll do the best you that you can be. All right, okay, come on. We're gonna have our Wednesday night kids. It's bad weather, y'all. I hate this. So we got a lot of folks, a lot of them not here tonight, but let's get them up here. Come on, kids. They're gonna sing you a song. Let's go. All of our Wednesday night Bible class kids. And I mean all. Let's go. Get up here right quick. They're gonna do a song for you. They've been working on. We usually have about 30 of them on Wednesday night. And have a big bunch of them sing. And boy, they're a blessing. They're a blessing. Amen. Let's go, boys, girls. Amen. Come on. It's gonna be good. All right.
That one you like? I don't know. He is.
Amen.
You girls, get on these mics.
You got your mic, Jaws? Jaws.
You got your mic on us? All right. Girl, ready? Amen. Come on, girls. Sing real loud.
Amen. Boy, they did a great job to youth rally, I tell you. All right, come on over here, Austin. Ready, boys? Amen. Man, I'd rather be my kid be up here singing for Jesus than the best T-ball player in Burke County. I believe that, and I mean it. I mean it. Amen.
believe there's a burning hell.
Yes, sir.
I believe that Moses led God's children all across the hot sand. And when they came to the river, God.
Say,
I believe in blessed hope.
Blessed
hope.
The book of the Bible is the right way. That my Jesus is the Son of God, and He's coming back someday. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. The Heavenly Father is above. I believe in the blessed hope. I believe that Mary was a virgin when she heard Jesus was on His way. I believe if you look inside the lonely manger, see God laying in the hay.
Amen.
I believe that Jesus died and was buried and rose upon the third day.
Amen.
I believe that the trumpet's gonna sound so loud, God's children will be gone away.
Hey.
I believe in the blessed hope, the book and the blood. Yes, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in the blessed hope. I believe in the book and the blood.
Yeah, man.
That's good. Y'all know? All right.
Appreciate that,
boys. Amen. Have a seat. Amen. Amen. Wasn't that a blessing? I believe that too. The book, the blood, and the blessed hope. That's what they're being taught here.
Amen. Just step here, brother.
Amen. Come
on, Crystal, if you will. Help them sing a song for me tonight. We need here tonight. Ask the Lord to help us.
Didn't I walk on the water? Didn't I come? swept to the wind. It hushed and I gave you peace. Did not run to your rescue. Did not hear you when you called. I walked right beside you. I searched until I found you, and I do it all again.
Now she's talking to her father in a house
Amen.
That wasn't home.
Well, if you need to pray tonight, be a good time. If you need to pray tonight, be a good time. Amen.
Says I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing for you, and I'll give you so much more. Did not
walk on the water, did not calm the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, it hushed and I gave you peace. Did not run to your rescue, did not hear you when you called. I walked right beside you, just so you wouldn't fall. Did not leave all of heaven, just to die for your sin. I searched until I found you, and I do. Did not leave all of heaven just to die for your sin. I searched until I found you, and I do it all again.
If God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly, brushed off his wounds, then watched it soar into the sky. If he's mindful of creation, on this I depend. For I am his child, and I can place all my trust in him.
I can trust Jesus.
I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my need.
He is my strong tower,
the strength in my weakness.
I have prayed some prayers, thought they never were heard. But I held to God's hand and kept right on trusting in His Word. my plans and God's desires. They don't always agree. Oh, but I'll lean on His will, 'cause He always knows what's best for me.
I can trust Jesus.
Amen. All right, let's get our Bibles open now. Enjoy that good singing. Say amen. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Amen. Let's look here in the Word of God here just a minute tonight. I'm going to have you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. We're going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to preach a sermon and then give Brother Eugene a charge. So Brother Eugene, if you'll come on up here and sit beside your buddy. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And Eric can come too, unless you're scared to sit back there by yourself. You can come up here too if you want to. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. Tonight I'm Eugene is praying. I guess it's all right for me. He's praying about getting some kind of a church started in New York City. And that would be wonderful. If the Lord would lead him to do that, I just think that's wonderful. I think you're crazy or you're in the will of God. One of the two, maybe both. But that's the only reason a man would start a church in New York City. It's right in the middle of hell on earth. I'm telling you, people, I like to see it, but I sure wouldn't want to stay there. First time I went there, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I remember thinking, West Virginia is coming out in me, and I remember thinking when I saw New York City the first time, I thought, this can't work. Something awful is going to happen here one of these days. I remember thinking that first thing I saw. You can't cram that many people in that little space, 3 miles that way and 7 miles that way, and 8 million people. It's something awful is going to happen there, and has. There's an Oldsmobile outside with the headlights on, doors locked. What did you say it was, Dave? LS? Oldsmobile. Unless you got a mighty good battery, you might ought to check that. LSS Oldsmobile. Let's pray for him, and I'm going to give him a little charge here from the Word of God. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 14. And this is to him, but also it's for all of us tonight. And I'm going to preach you a little sermon about the Bible. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Now, there's a lot of people need to get that, don't they? But they're changing Bibles, changing denominations, changing beliefs, changing their music, changing their dress, changing everything in the world, trying to be religious. But the Lord said, you continue with what you always know was right. If it was right a long time ago, it's still right now. If it was wrong a long time ago, it's still wrong now. That's up and has been assured of. What God showed you in the light, don't doubt it when you're in the dark. You're tempted to do that. You're tempted to doubt in the dark what God showed you in the light. But when you're in the darkness, you hang on to what you know is right, even though everything in you feels like it ain't. And even though everything in you wants to go the other way, you hang on for dear life to what you know is right, even though you can't feel it or see it or think it. Hang on, being assured of. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Now here Paul told Timothy that he knew the Holy Scriptures. Timothy did not have the original manuscripts. Every Bible college in America, with the exception of just a few, name anyone you want to, major Bible college in America, teaches that only the original manuscripts were inspired and that all now we have is reliable or unreliable or so-so reliable translations. I'm going to tell you something. Timothy did not have the original manuscripts. And Paul said, what you're reading is Scripture. Amen. It's given by inspiration. Amen? You say, well, he's talking about the original. Uh-uh. He said, you've known the Scripture. Whatever Timothy had was called Scripture. And he said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So Paul was saying, what you've got is inspired. There's not 10 educated pastors in Burke County that believe this Bible's inspired word for word. If you don't believe it, call them and ask them. They say, oh, we believe the Bible's the Word of God. They don't mean the Bible they got in their hand. They believe the Bible that was originally written in the original manuscripts, and you ain't never seen it, and they ain't never seen it, and nobody alive has ever seen it. And so Paul told Timothy, you've got the Scripture. You know what I believe we've got? We've got the Scripture. If we ain't got the Scripture, we ain't got nothing to preach. If we don't have the Word, how in the name of the Lord can we preach the Word? How can you preach the Word if you ain't got the Word? You are extremely blessed by coming to Shining Light Baptist Church because we believe we have a Bible. And it's true. We don't believe it used to be the Word of God, and now all we have is a translation that's got a few mistakes here and there. We believe it is, quote, present tense, the living Word of the living God. You say, well, how do you know this part's inspired? Well, how do you know any of it is then? If one part's wrong, the rest of it might be. Amen? All right. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's your King James Bible. I ain't talking about the New King James Bible either. And I ain't talking about the NIV that leaves out Acts 8:37. I'm not talking about it. People say, well, you shouldn't be controversial. Well, they shouldn't be taking verses out of the Bible. Amen? I mean, they something. I like, one time I got up and preached a sermon, and the name of the sermon was, I'd Rather Fight Than Switch. Yeah. And it was an old cigarette commercial. Y'all remember the old cigarette commercial? Well, this guy goes out, you know, and he's riding his horse out there, and he smokes his Marlboros, and he said, I'd rather fight than switch. I said, that's a man with some guts. Amen. He ain't switching to Winston's or whatever. Paul Malls, or whatever they are. He said, I'd rather fight than switch. That's the way we ought to be about our Bible. Well, I want to fight than switch. And look at here. All Scripture is given the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. I want to tell you, Brother Eugene, I want you to preach the Word of God. There's a lot of forces out there tonight trying to take our Bible away from us. The world tonight is very active, and the devil is on the rampage trying to take our Bible away from us. And if you'll listen to the preachers, I'm not trying to be ugly, but if you'll listen to the preachers on the FM stations, not the AM, if you listen to preachers on the FM stations, you're going to hear them say some good things. And they're good. They got good advice on family. And they got good advice on home and raising kids and being a good husband. Right? They got some good stuff, but they don't have a Bible. There is not one of them guys that believes that Bible is inspired word for word, present tense. They all use different versions. They all read out of different versions. They all, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm going to tell you something, brother. What we need is somebody to get up here and say, look, kids, this is solid. This is something we can go by. This is something we can die by if we have to. This is God's Word, and the Word will stand when this world's on fire. Now, I'm going to say tonight several things about it and give you a little illustration, and then we're going to pray for him. The Bible is being attacked, our authority, by the church, by human reasoning, by experiences, and all kinds of things like that. The secular world is definitely, constantly slandering and laughing at the Word of God. The Bible is a joke to Hollywood. If they use it at all, they use it a joke. I've heard of people stomping on it. I've heard of them breaking in churches and burning them. I've heard of them guys taking the Bible out of motel rooms and stuff and tearing the pages out of them, rolling it up and smoking pot out of the pages of the Word of God. No respect for it whatsoever. And worse things than that. I've heard of people, they make jokes about it all the time. They talk about it like it's just a great big joke. But I'm going to tell you, the secular world tonight is after our Bible. They don't like it. This world, that's like you told on Martin Luther one time. They said, the whole world's against you. And he said, okay, then I'm against it. And I'm going to tell you, that's the way it is in New York, brother. The whole city's against you. Amen? But you can be against it, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in New York. And I'm telling you, brother Eugene, listen, he talked about that. It's a miracle of God these guys ain't got killed. I mean, those people in them subways will slice your throat just for looking at them sideways. It's a miracle. God has protected y'all. He has me too. Over millions of miles of travel, over threats on my life. I mean, God took care of me, but Lord have mercy. Preaching on the subway in New York City, they're crazy people. They'll just come up and stab you just they don't like the way you look. And God's got his hand on you. You know what I found out about preachers? I think it's John Wesley preaching one time, and he's standing there preaching to a big crowd of people. And they said, this guy come in. He's going to try to kill him with a sword, and he come charging at him on a horse. And he come charging right to him, and a crowd was gathered around, and they said about 20 feet away, that horse looked like it hit a block wall. And that thing just reared up on his feet like that and started doing like that right there and turned around and left. I'm telling you, brother, God had his hand on that man. I tell you, it's been that way with me many, 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 many times when the devil, and you know, I'm mad at him right now. Amen. I am. He's tried every way in the world to stop me. But I can tell somebody is taking care of me. I can tell somebody, I can't do this by myself. I'm not strong enough to do it by myself. Somebody's taking care of me. Somebody. Let me tell you something, brother, until God gets through with you, they can't kill you. And when he is, you don't want to live anyway. Amen? So you just let her rip, brother. Let her rip. Amen? The secular world's against you. The scientific world's against you. They're constantly trying to prove the Bible isn't true. Heard on the news the other day, they said they saw this little ditch in Mars. Look at that. And it showed on the news, half a day, it shows that there could possibly have been a river on Mars. You know why they want to do that? Because the world tonight is dying to prove that there is a super race out there somewhere that planted us here on this continent, or this world, and that we're sort of like their experiment, and they're monitoring us via UFOs. And that's what they believe. Because scientists are finally wising up a little bit and knowing that evolution can't be true. I mean, this couldn't have come out of nowhere. All of this couldn't. All of our emotions and everything. It couldn't be just an accident. Somebody had to put this stuff here. And so they're saying that some super race from out yonder somewhere, and they're monitoring us and put it there. And so they're trying their best. They're going to prove, but it ain't really true, that there was water on Mars before it's over with. The men from Mars, you know, all that stuff, they're going to prove that there was a race on Mars and they had nuclear war and there's about ready to be extinct. So they come down here to planet Earth because it was right distance from the sun, and they planted grass and they brought water and they put humans here and started a man and a woman. Sound familiar? And the story, they reproduced. Sound familiar? And repopulated the world, and then they went way off over here somewhere where we don't see them on this little bitty planet 99 million light years away, but they can see us and we can't see them, and they can time travel and all that. The secular world is working day and night trying to disprove the Word of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When the tribulation comes, that's going to happen. Them things are going to land. They're going to get out of them. They're going to communicate with people. And they're going to say, see there?
This is how you got here. We put you here billions of years ago and watched you evolve. And the Bible said there'll be strong delusion. And they'll believe them. And they said, well, what happened to all these religious people? And they said, well, these religious people were hindering progress. So we had to take them to Alpha Centauri to rehabilitate them. That's right. That's what they're going to say. Y'all think I'm kidding? I ain't kidding. It's going to happen. You mark it down. It's going to happen. And brother, we're going to be getting rehabilitated, all right.
Yeah.
Hey. At the judgment seat of Christ, getting the wrinkles ironed out of her wedding garment so we can come back down here and see the Lord and reign with Him for 1,000 years, and the party's going to be spoiled. I'm telling you tonight, young people back there, young people over here, you better get on the Lord's side. I'd sit on these front rows, how are you teenagers? You better get on the Lord's side. You better get on His side. We're going to win. It may look bad, but we're going to win. It may look rough, but we're going to win this thing. It may look down. I'm telling you, when it's all said and done and the last shot's fired, we'll be over on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance, standing with Jesus, our rolling brother, and shouting the victory forever and ever. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad we'll win one of these days. Secular world's out to get you. The religious world is out to get you. The religious world don't like that Bible. They want to play religion. They want to look around and see, is the white smoke coming out? Is the white smoke coming out? No, that's the black smoke. Oh, no! We got to wait a few more hours. No, it's still black. Where's the white smoke? Well, there's the white smoke! That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life. The Baptist church did that. That was a deacon smoking out behind the back door. Listen, I don't mean you got a new pope. I'm telling you tonight, brother, listen, the religious world is against our Bible. Amen. Lord have mercy, I ain't got time to get into all that. I was going to tell you something about a bunch of manuscripts and stuff like that. They claim we need new Bibles because they're easier to understand. Well, I don't know about that. There's some words in the King James Bible that's mighty easy to understand.
Right.
Which is easier to understand? Curd or butter? Which is easier to understand? And alcoholic or drunkard? Which is easier to understand? Just an evil woman or a whore? You say that's a bad word. No, it ain't. It's a wicked woman, what it is. What it is. According to the Bible, that's not a cuss word. That's a Bible word. There's a lot of words we say is cuss words because they're used in the wrong context. That King James Bible is mighty plain. It says whore and a whoremonger. It says drunkard. It says prostitute. It says liar, thief. Adulterer. Brother, it ain't hard to understand. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you, them books, it's unbelievable what this book is. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it tonight. I want to say, I got me a few things here to help me tonight. And I want to say, first of all, if I got this thing here tonight, this thing, the Bible is, it's a ruler that we go by. The Bible is a ruler we go by to measure all things by. It's a ruler is a final authority. It's a scale used to settle arguments. Let me illustrate tonight. Here's what the Bible is. Let's try this. Think I've done this before, but let's just do a little experiment here tonight. All right, kids, watch this. We got some smart men in here. We got some pretty smart men in here. Look at that. Terry, Jim, guys from New York, Brother Clark, David, Derek, all you guys, all right. I want an answer tonight. How far is it from here to here in inches? I want to know how far it is from here to here in inches. Jim. 36 inches, Jim says. All right. Now he believes that with all his heart. Well, I'll tell you one thing. That's why I appreciate Jim, because he believes his beliefs. Amen. He says it's 36. Terry, 24. We've talked to two men in the church, and we've already got a disagreement. Brother Derek, 36. Two men. Here's the 36 crowd right here. They fellowship together and go out to eat with each other because they believe the same way. But these other crowd believe. Brother Lloyd, you're a smart man. He's playing Pilate, just washing off his hands. He don't want to get in an argument. See, churches are full of people like that. How about it, Brother Clark? 32. All right. We've got 36. We've got 24. We've got... That's a fat woman. As long as that's what it's supposed to be. 36. Whatever it's supposed to be, that's what it sounds like. 15. I don't know what that is. Anyway, 36, 24, 36, and nothing. All right?
I'll say black shingles.
All right? Black shingles. That's his opinion. And there's a nice place for people like him in some churches tonight. All right? All right. All right. We got any more opinions here? How about it, boys?
I think 24.
24.
32.
All right. Anybody else? Todd?
29.
Jason? 34. All right. We've got about five different beliefs in here. All right, Chase? 32? Jason? 32? 34? All right. Now that's what's wrong with churches tonight. And that's why you got to have a Bible. Because everybody thinks, well, I think this, and I think that, and I believe this, and I was raised this way, and Mama always said, and I'm in a 32 group, 32, 32, 32, yeah, yeah, 32, down with the 24s, down with the 24. They think we're better than they are. They think they're better than we are. Up with the 32, 32, yeah, glory to God. Every time a preacher says 32, woo, preacher, preacher. Every time he says 24, he's meddling. He ain't preaching the word. He ain't in the spirit. And that's what's wrong with churches tonight. I got something right here tonight that will settle it. This right here is what we call final authority. It don't matter what your grandma says. It don't matter how many angels come in your bedroom at night and told you something. Somebody am fixing to be wrong right now. And I shall now reveal who it is, and this is the slickest thing I've ever been on in my life. Alright. I shall now reveal. This is exactly 31 and a half inches. Everybody was wrong. You didn't say 31 and a half. What'd you say? It does too. This tape is 31 and a half. I tell you, whoever said 32 was the closest. Was it him? He was the closest one. It's about 31 and 3/4 of an inch. Guess what? If you disagree with that, you're wrong. You say, well, who says that's right? That's a standard that we have adopted of measure. So when you say inch, you must go by the definition of inch that the United States or the world, whoever made up this thing is, and it made a standard. That's what you go by. 31 and 3/4. That's what your Bible is. Somebody said, well, hear what I heard somebody say the other day. They said, I believe that it's all right to drink a little bit. Now, whose definition is a little bit? Is it two sips? Is it three sips? Where does it become a sin? Well, there you go. You think. One man, listen, brother. If I took that much liquor, it'd knock me out till Tuesday. I bet you. I've never done it, but NyQuil. I wouldn't take NyQuil. I hate that stuff. Lord, I'd rather be sick than feel like that makes you feel. Who said? Well, a little bit won't. A little bit. Well, who's got the definition of where it becomes a sin at? You drink that much, it's sin. You said, well, so many ounces. Well, if you're a big person, you might have more. If you're a little person, it might take less. So what do you do? Go to a doctor and say, now how many ounces can I drink just as soon as I get a little tipsy? I've sinned. So I have to quit drinking right before I get tipsy. I drink, drink, drink. But before I get tipsy, I got to quit. Because if you get tipsy, you're drunk and it's sin. That's good preaching there, ain't it? You know what the Bible said. The Bible said, you better leave that stuff alone. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. You got a brain in your head, you'll say, I'm a teetotaler. Because where do you know where it's wrong? How do you know when it becomes a sin? The ruler. Somebody said, well, I believe that it's all right to live together as long as you love each other. Well, let's pull this ruler out and see what it says. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. It really don't matter what you think. Y'all understanding what I'm saying? That's what the ruler says. Well, I think it's 39. I think it's 42. I think, well, this says it's 31 and 3/4. And if you disagree with that, people say, well, he thinks he's right and everybody's wrong. No, I think the ruler's right. And if we disagree with the ruler, it was wrong. I do. I'm wrong. You do. You're wrong. If you're sleeping with somebody and you ain't married to them, the Bible said you're a whoremonger. And the Bible said God will judge you. If you drink alcohol, the Bible says you're not wise. Got the ruler. Somebody said, well, if two people are born gay, we believe, even church people are. You'd be surprised, preachers and churches are now accepting because of the pressure from the world. You know what we do? Pull it out here. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as womankind. It is abomination. God don't make you that way. We've got to go by the ruler. Like it or not, Shining Light Baptist Church, by God's grace, we're going to go. Listen, you say, well, Brother Danny, you think you're perfect? No. I don't always live up to everything in there. But I tell you one thing, I believe it. I believe that's what's right. And I believe if I go against it, I'm wrong. And I believe if you go against it, you're wrong. And I believe if your sainted grandma who flew down from heaven with 14 wings and in a chariot of gold, and she does something wrong against that, she's wrong. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let the ruler, brother, be right and everybody disagrees with it wrong. Amen? Like that? It's a ruler. Tell you something else this thing is. This thing's a fire. This thing's a fire. I brought my cigarette lighter here tonight to show you this is a fire. Now you know what that is right there? That'll warm you up, buddy. That will warm you up. I can feel the heat coming off of it right there. You know what the Bible says? The Bible's like that fire right there. When you get cold, read that thing. Is your heart cold? You say, well, my heart's cold, preacher. I feel like I'm backslid. Take about an hour and read about 10 chapters in your Bible, and it'll start warming you up a little bit. The Scripture. You know what Jeremiah said? He said His Word was in my heart as a burning fire. When I get backslid, I know what I got to do. You know, when you're backslid, you know you got to do exactly what you don't want to do. Do the opposite of what your flesh wants and you might get somewhere. If your flesh said, let's just watch TV and entertain myself. Say, no, I'm backslid. I'm going to get in the book and I'm going to read it until it burns in me. It's a fire. Now that, it is a scale. Brought this out of my bathroom. It looks like I got junk on it. Shampoo or something dried on there. Alright, this here's a scale. I weigh on it every morning. Alright, I'm going to get on it here now. I'm going to ask you to guess how much I weigh. Now, if you didn't know, you can't play. Just the ones that... Did you raise your hand, Sarge? How much? You guess. Now, you can't cheat now. Don't worry, I was up here preaching and said it the other day or something. 85. Oh, surely I ain't that bad. 185. All right. Have another. Eric? 160. Rod? 148. 180. Do I look that bad?
You're solid, man.
I know, buddy. Listen, dynamite comes in little packages. Don't let it fool you. Ain't much of me, but what I am, it's hard as a rock, brother. I'm telling you, pow, like that. Amen. But I don't, look here. Here I go. We shall now settle this argument. With a suit on. It's tore up. It says, Okay. It made an error.
Lord have mercy, I killed my battery or something, y'all. Give me just a second. Now look, I do this thing every morning. No, it ain't. I know how much I weigh. But we're going to settle it right here tonight. Now, as soon as I get done, we're going to let everybody come up here one at a time, and we're all going to guess. Are you ready for that? Here we go. Might do it this time. All right. 159 with a suit on. So that's 153.2. I weighed 152 this morning when I got up. I weighed 159 with every bit of this on. Watch, shoes, clothes. Now, you say, well, I don't agree with that. It don't matter what you think. Now, where are we going to start at? We're going to start, and we're going to get everybody up here, starting with the ladies, and we're going to guess how much you weigh. I ain't embarrassed. I mean, my goodness. You know what? That's what your Bible is. If you're not careful, you'll get up every morning. You know why I weigh every morning? Because you lie to yourself. You say, what? I look all right. Suck in everyone. I'm looking all right. I still weigh what I did 6 months ago. You'll lie to yourself, and that's why you got to read your Bible every day. It'll tell you the truth. So that thing tell you the flat out truth, like it or not. Like it or not. My watch weighs a pound. These shoes, Lord have mercy. That the Bible's that too. I'll get to that in a minute. Look here. This thing right here, it says, I don't care what you think, this is how much you weigh. You can say, well, I didn't eat much yesterday, and I didn't eat much the day before, and look at you. You put your best sideways in the mirror and say, I'm all right. I happen to have something for you too. Mirror. It's what the Bible is. The Bible's a mirror. Now this is one of these mirrors that I hate. Because it's one that's normal on one side and this side. Oh. I mean, brother, you can see the bump on the end of your nose on this side. I look horrible. I don't see how y'all stand to look at that. Especially on this side. That's the Bible. You'll get to telling yourself you look pretty good if you ain't careful. You really will. You know, well, I ain't as bad as them people at work. They go party on Friday night. They go to this. And I don't, at least I don't do that. You're comparing yourselves among yourselves are not wise, the Bible says. You say, well, at least I'm not out getting drunk. I'm not shacking up and I'm not doing that. You know, they ain't the mirror. The Bible's the mirror. You open that thing. Oh, Lord. Gosh, look at them old wrinkles. And I had, they made put that junk, my pool turned my hair orange. That's stupid. So I'm going to get all whacked off Tuesday. Every summer my pool turned my hair orange. And I... Lord have mercy. You look rough, son. That mirror don't lie. Mirror don't lie. That's the way you look. That's you, dude. That's you. That's y'all. That's the way you really look. Huh? That's been laying on my sink for a long time. I got sprayed up a little bit. All right. That's where you look, Brother Derek. You see it, Rog? This is the way we see you, brother. That's the Bible. You know why people don't like to read the Bible? Man, you look in there and just, oh, gosh. Have you ever looked at it and it just everybody else say, well, you're a good man. You're a good person. Yeah. You look good. They lie. That's what's wrong with some of you ladies. People told you you're pretty so long, you start believing it. Buy you one of these. You better buy you a Bible, brother. You better go with that thing right there. Amen. It'll tell you the truth. Amen. As much as I hate it, that's it. Shoot. I mean, you can see the hair in your nose. And the older you get, you start growing extra eyebrows. You'll have one of those way out here like that. You watch it. When you start getting older. I seen this guy at the store. Lord, he had them coming way. It looked like he had a big mustache on each over each other, coming way out here like that, and hair coming out of his ears and nose, looking like a walrus, and everything. That thing there will tell you the truth, and that thing will tell you what a sorry parent you are. It'll tell you what a sorry Christian you are. That's why people don't like to read that Bible. I don't know if I got anything else or not. Time. It's a watch. Do I got anything else in here? It's a watch. You know what time it is? I don't even know if this thing's exactly right. It might be a little off. A cell phone would be exactly right. 22 after 7. You say, well, I believe it's 4:30. And I believe it with all my heart because I felt it. I prayed and I just felt it was 4:30. Well, guess what, Dad? It don't matter what you prayed and felt. It means nothing. It's 4:23 if this is right. Whether you believe it, whether you like it, lump it, choke it, whatever you want to, that's the way we got to look at the Bible. And anybody that knows me knows, listen, I ain't perfect. Lord, I've sinned. I broke God's Word a million times, it feels like. But I'll tell you one thing. Everything I look at it through the lens of the Scripture. Because that's the only right way to do it. You got to, when you want to know what time it is, you don't say, well, the sun's going down out there and I believe it's about 6:40. That ain't the way to tell time. That's a long time ago then. You might say, well, it's pretty warm out there. I believe it's about the middle of April. You go by the clock. You go by the calendar. You go by what it says. You take your Bible and you go by it. You know what I preached this morning? What I preached in here this morning was extremely controversial. But it was every bit right. And I challenge anybody who's here this morning or hears it on the internet or wherever to show me in the Bible where I said this, what I said this morning was wrong. You ought to try to make your marriage work. I mean, if it don't, it don't. And it don't, but just don't let it be your fault. If it don't, it don't. God don't hold you responsible if it don't. If it ain't, but you just walk out and leave somebody so you can live a happy life, you ain't right, buddy. I know that ain't popular, but it's the truth. You ain't right. Well, that's our Bible lesson for now. Oh, I ain't got, it's a light. Let's imagine that I got a flashlight. It's a lamp under my feet, low beam. It's a light under my path, high beam. You turn them on the high beam, you want to see way out there? A lamp under my feet, a light under my feet? What? It's a lamp under my feet and a light under my path. Got her, right there. Why you wasn't looking? It's a light, lamp under my feet, a light under my path. It shows you what to do day by day, and it shows you what to do way out there in the future. You know, the best thing I like about the Bible, and I've been saying this a lot lately, is it'll just show you what you need to be doing today. That's all we can do. Amen. Yeah, we'll get into all that food stuff. Ooh. I ain't even got time to talk about bread, milk, water, and
sword.
That's what you use on the subway.
Yeah.
It is written. That was when Lefty let Fatty have it. Remember that sermon? Listen, it is written again. It is written again. It is written again. You know what I did this morning? I pulled my sword out and I drew blood. And man, this morning when I left here, my sword had blood on it. And it said, cursed is man that keeps his sword back from blood. What kind of a sorry soldier is going to fight in an army when they all come back, his sword's clean? It ain't supposed to be clean. It's supposed to have blood on it. Or you've been fighting that enemy. Now, that don't mean you use the Bible as a weapon. You know, it's two-edged. It cuts coming and going. It cuts going in, it cuts coming. It'll cut you in and cut you out. It'll cut one way or the other. If they don't cut you, it's sharp than any two-edged sword. It's bread we eat every day. It's milk. It's water for the thirsty. So you got to preach that word. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I could do a whole bunch of stuff. In just a moment, we're going to have everyone come to stand on the scales, and we're going to write. I never seen such a scared bunch of people in my entire life. I wish you was that worried about your spiritual condition. I wish you was that worried about your spiritual condition. But God sees it. I want you to heed him to come, and I want
him to come here, if you will, Curly. And I want ever, man of God, come, preachers come, and anybody, other men that want to come, get around him. And we're going to pray. Man's going to New York City to start a church. We're going to lay hands on him and pray that God will touch him and help him and protect him. And he'll take that sword and get the job done with it.